Fall is just around the corner, and home is the center of it all. At Ashley, seasonal decorating's a breeze with their range of designs and materials. Snuggle up on a family-friendly sectional or an ultra-modern sofa. Or gather outside and enjoy the crisp, cool air with a new fire pit or conversation set. From minor refreshes to total overhauls, Ashley has the essentials to make your home fall functional and fabulous. Shop in-store or visit ashley.com today.
Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1 year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Monday night to you. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Dave Shepard holding it down live from New York City. And across the river from New York City is New Jersey, where Aaron Rodgers went down with what the New York Jets believe is a torn Achilles, a ruptured Achilles, a blown out Achilles. They're going to confirm it tomorrow. Either way, the New York Jets walk away with a victory tonight against the Buffalo Bills with no Aaron Rodgers. The final score, 22-16. This is the most New York Jets thing possible. I'm going to give you a long summary in a second. We're going to hear some of the plays from the game. We're going to hear from the players and the coaches. Let me give you my summary. Aaron Rodgers steps out onto the field. Aaron Rodgers is out there for four plays. Aaron Rodgers is running for his life. Leonard Floyd sacks Aaron Rodgers. His foot gets caught into the turf. It bends the wrong damn way. And he stands up. He sits down. He lays down. He sits on his ass. He is helped off of the field. Aaron Rodgers wasn't on the field for I don't even know, 3-4 minutes. He only lasted four plays. That's it. He goes into the blue tent. They have to get a cart to take him off of the field. He goes. He's now wearing a boot. They examine him. He's in a boot. They said ankle injury. And then Rob Saleh, a matter of fact, this is what Rob Saleh had to say after the game. Listen to this.
All right, I'll deal with the quarterback real quick. Concerned with his Achilles. MRI is probably going to confirm what we think is already going to happen. So prayers tonight, but it's not good.
Yeah, not good. Aaron Rodgers, we'll find out, likely, possibly, potentially, gone for the season. All the hoopla built around the year, and we probably aren't even going to see the guy. Nuts. It's the most Jets thing ever. But besides that, we'll get into that a little bit more. Aaron Rodgers goes down, and you say to yourself, this is going to suck for the New York Jets. Like, the Buffalo Bills should just run them down and run them out of the building. That didn't happen. The New York Jets fielded one of the best defenses in the NFL. The New York Jets defense kept them alive all throughout the game. Four turnovers tonight by Josh Allen. Four. Count them, four. And so let's just go through this game from the beginning. And let's first listen to this unfortunate sack that put Aaron Rodgers out. This is courtesy of the Bills Radio Network.
On first and 10 at the Jets 43. Back to pass, has time. Pressure coming. Here comes Leonard Floyd for the sack. He didn't let Rodgers get away that time, as the new addition to the Bills' pass rush paying early dividends.
And Rodgers gets up with a little bit of a limp, kind of favoring that left leg, it looked like. And the Bills now on three dropbacks by Rodgers have hit him three times, and now Rodgers going to go to the ground. He's now laying on his back on the field. Now he sits up on his butt, and he is injured here.
Yeah, he's injured. And we heard from Rob Saleh that they fear that he blew out his Achilles. Now, having said that, the game continued on. Zach Wilson is out there into the game. He throws an interception. You got to go, oh, my God, here we go. Zach Wilson finally getting another chance and an opportunity, throwing a ball away. And then when we get into the second quarter, you know, the Buffalo Bills, they're only tied at three. The New York Jets and the Bills each have a field goal. Josh Allen throws an interception to Jordan Whitehead, but he's able to answer back with about 4 or 5 minutes left in the second quarter. And Josh Allen, he finds Stephon Diggs for a touchdown.
Here's the snap. Allen looking left, now right. Pocket collapsing, rolling right, rolling to the sideline. Falls into the end zone, throws it to Diggs for a touchdown. Allen falling out of bounds, finds Diggs at the last possible second for a 5-yard touchdown reception.
That also courtesy of the Bills radio network. And so then we head into halftime. The Buffalo Bills, a 13-3 lead over the New York Jets. The New York Jets able to put a field goal on the board in the third quarter. And then we got a little bit of a lull. You feel like the Buffalo Bills are eventually going to put up a score and just run away from the Jets. The Jets' offense not able to go out and produce anything. And then a Josh Allen bugaboo reared its ugly head. Turnovers, especially late at the end of the game, that pretty much gave the New York Jets life and gave the New York Jets an opportunity. Josh Allen throwing another interception to Jordan Whitehead. He threw three interceptions to the same guy tonight, in addition to a fumble that we'll share with you momentarily. But the New York Jets were able to take this interception, and the New York Jets were able to go out there and put up a score. A matter of fact, this is the third interception that Josh Allen threw to Jordan Whitehead. This is courtesy of Westwood One.
He's at his own 43. He's got a third and two. Looks at a four-man front. There's the snap. Here they come. There he goes. Line drive, far side. Picked off! Picked off on the far sideline by Jordan Whitehead, number three. He's picked off the Buffalo quarterback at the 43 of the Jets on the far sideline with a lunging pick. Wow! What a night! One for the ages for Jordan Whitehead, who is a Tampa Bay free agent a year ago, to this Jets secondary.
And what happened after that? What coaches hate the most, opposing coaches, points off of a turnover. Zach Wilson was able to get the ball to Garrett Wilson on what could only be described as a circus catch. We know Garrett Wilson already into his second year. He's the reigning offensive rookie of the year from last season. And he caught the ball, draped by White, just kind of tipped it to himself and caught it on his back. Absolutely ridiculous. You know who can describe this play better than me? Yeah, listen on Westwood One.
From the three, second down, goal, Wilson under center. Looks at a four-man front for the Bills. The snap, the drop back, the side on throw, and the end zone bobbled, falling down. He caught it. Wilson caught it. Garrett Wilson caught it for a touchdown. Bobbling the ball, reels it in, falls on his back. A yard deep in the end zone at the pylon. And the Jets, an extra point away from tying the game. What a catch by last year's NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Oh, Kevin Harlan is a genius like me. Listen to how he calls the plays. What a great man. Anyway, the game is now tied at 13-all. Josh Allen is giving the ball away, and the New York Jets are scoring. The game is now tied at 13 apiece. And so what happens? Josh Allen has the football again, now with an opportunity to try to score. Except for Josh Allen, he couldn't hold on to the ball on a snap. This is a Josh Allen fumble, courtesy of the Bills radio network.
He's got the ball at his 20. Receiver in motion. Oh, he bobbled the shotgun snap, and then he's devoured. Fumble! Fumble! The Jets have gotten it! Quinnen Williams! has gotten a Josh Allen fumble.
Yeah, Kevin Harlan again on Westwood One. And so Josh Allen fumbles the ball. And so what happens? God bless the New York Jets. The New York Jets are able to take the lead with a field goal. The New York Jets now lead 16-13. But the Buffalo Bills get the ball back. And this time they're able to hold on to the ball. And they're able to kick a field goal that helps move the game into overtime. Take a listen. Tyler Bass sending it to OT, Bills Radio Network.
Here's the snap by Ferguson. Hold down. Kick is long enough. It's off the upright and through. It's good. We're tied at 16 with 2 seconds remaining. Tyler Bass puts everyone's heart in their throat, but it's good. And we're locked up at 16.
Shep and I watched this kick, and it made no sense, Shep, as you mentioned. The ball went off the damn upright and then bounced in.
Yeah, and at that point, you had said what I think everyone was thinking. This is not going to be good for the Jets.
Wasn't going to be good for the Jets. It was a 50-yard field goal attempt that hit the front of the upright and bounced in. And so now we go into overtime. The Buffalo Bills have the ball. The Buffalo Bills are not able to score. And so what happens when you don't score? You punt the ball to the other team. And the first team that scores now in the overtime wins the game. Well, the New York Jets, they were on the receiving end of that punt, and the New York Jets took advantage to win the game. Take a listen.
Sam Martin to punt. Deep back the rookie Gibson. Under the ball, looking into the lights. Makes the catch against his chest. 35. Breaks the tackle. 40. Comes to the near side of the block with the 50. Down the near side of the 40. Room to roam. 35. 30. Got a block at the 25 to 20. He goes inside the 15. Breaks the tackle. 5. Touchdown. Touchdown. The Jets have won. The Jets have won.
The Jets win. Xavier Gibson, 65-yard punt return touchdown to win the game. And the New York Jets lose Aaron Rodgers early. They win late. The final score, 22-16. And those are your big stories. First one, Aaron Rodgers goes down with what the New York Jets don't want to confirm, but is likely a torn, ruptured, or blown out Achilles for Aaron Rodgers. Only plays 4 plays. Zach Wilson, called in to go to work, doesn't completely throw the game away, keeps the New York Jets alive. And then Josh Allen, a poor showing tonight in the first game of the 2023 season. 4 turnovers, 3 interceptions, all to Jordan Whitehead. A key fumble late in the game, allowing the New York Jets to take the lead. And then you just heard that punt return touchdown where the New York Jets walk away with a W. And so I've already received quite a few calls from some fans not necessarily happy with Sean McDermott, head coach of the Buffalo Bills, and now also the defensive coordinator, about Josh Allen, his usage, the play calling, and the turnovers. And I say this. I understand people who are frustrated at the way the way the season ended last year for the Bills. The Jets got a damn good defense. I mean, is that excusable for Josh Allen? No, it's not. But let's give the Jets defense some credit. One of the best in the league, and they kept them in this game. The minute that Aaron Rodgers goes down, I'm thinking to myself, oh, Buffalo is just going to run them the hell out of their own stadium. It didn't happen because the Jets defense did exactly what they did last year. They kept the Jets in the game, and we saw it took a punt return touchdown for them to ultimately go out there and win it, and it took a circus catch by Garrett Wilson. After the game, the man who injured, unintentionally of course, Aaron Rodgers, Leonard Floyd, he talked about that sack that took down Aaron Rodgers. Take a listen.
I'm like, Aaron, please still hold the ball. And I sat him. I guess he got hurt. I didn't realize he got hurt until later in the game when he didn't come back in. But it felt good to make a sack for the team at that time.
Yeah, all sacks feel good. They do. You don't plan to hurt the dude. And Aaron Rodgers was already gone after the game. Zach Wilson saying that he went up to Aaron Rodgers at halftime while Aaron was still there, and he just told him that he loved him. And so Zach Wilson, being thrown out into the fire, not expected to play this season, he completed 14 of 21 passes. He threw one touchdown, that TD, to Garrett Wilson, and also threw an interception early in the game, only for 140 yards. Afterwards, Zach Wilson spoke, and he pretty much said, "Oh, yeah. This was a team victory."
You know, Jordan alone coming away, three interceptions, four turnovers, and then the punt return to seal it at the end. You know, unbelievable job by those guys. And, you know, as an offense, we got to keep working to continually get better, go back in and watch the film and see how we can take advantage of those turnovers, because, you know, that's going to win us some games for sure.
Oh, we know you need to get better, bro. Anyone who watched you last year, everybody knows you need to get better. Head coach Rob Saleh, knowing that Aaron Rodgers is going to be out, he had some praise for Mr. Zach Wilson tonight. Take a listen to this.
I thought he was awesome. He had a couple of big third down throws, clutch throws to extend drives and score points. Thought his command of the huddle, line of scrimmage, thought he was gritty. He was also created off schedule, scrambled for a big one. Came in the light, you know, he threw the interception, still bounced back. It didn't snowball into anything big. You know, we still have a lot of faith in him. You know, I think we've proven that by keeping him here and continuing to invest in him, and excited for him and his opportunity.
Yeah, they're going to have no choice now. None. The man he connected with for that touchdown late in the game, circus catch by Garrett Wilson. He spoke to ESPN afterwards. And Garrett Wilson, despite him with his circus touchdown catch, he also showed love to the Jets defense.
They were towards the top of the league last year and still found a way to take a step this offseason and come back this year. And we knew it on the offensive side that, you know, they're tough to go against. I mean, they created turnovers. They kept us in this game. Jordan Whitehead, three interceptions. I mean, they showed up, man. And at the end of the day, if our defense plays like that, we'll be in games. And we owed them that. We owed them to finish the game like that with us on top because, you know, they did everything they could.
Well, let's listen to the man who actually finished the game. Xavier Gibson, 65-yard punt return for a touchdown. Only the third time, surprisingly, only the third time that has happened in NFL history in an overtime. And he spoke. And he dedicated the win to his mom.
This is going to my mama.
Is it really your mom?
It's going to my mom for sure.
From the Jets Radio Network. There's someone who is, let's be real, he barely made the team. And so he made the team, and he made his money tonight. So good on him and good on the New York Jets. Walking away with a victory, 22-16. The New York Jets beat the Buffalo Bills. Story: Aaron Rodgers goes down with an Achilles injury. Josh Allen turns the ball over four times, three interceptions to the same dude and Jordan Whitehead. The New York Jets able to hold on with their defense, helping to take this game into overtime. And the New York Jets basically walk it off, not with a home run, but with a 65-yard punt return touchdown to send Buffalo back upstate unhappy. And the New York Jets are going to have to deal with their own issues tomorrow, as we are likely going to receive confirmation that Aaron Rodgers, blown out, ruptured, torn Achilles, whatever you want to call it, the New York Jets are preparing for the worst. And Zach Wilson already being called into action. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Aaron Rodgers is the story, but Josh Allen, he played tonight. He played poorly. We're going to hear from his head coach, Sean McDermott, on the other side of the break. We're going to hear from Josh Allen as well on a losing effort tonight by the Buffalo Bills. You would think that Aaron Rodgers goes down and the Bills would walk away with a W. That was not the case. The Buffalo Bills start the season 0-1, and the New York Jets pick up a victory. 22-16 is the final score. 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side of the break. We're going to hear from Sean McDermott and Josh Allen on the loss, and we're going to have plenty of time to talk about Aaron Rodgers as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I love hearing you every day. I get off work and on the way home, I love hearing you. I'm glad you live in the great state that we live in.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. The New York Jets come out on top of the Buffalo Bills in overtime, 22-16. They walk it off with a 65-yard punt return touchdown. They lose Aaron Rodgers early in the game. They're going to have another evaluation of his Achilles tomorrow to determine the severity of his injury. The Jets are expecting the worst-case scenario. And the Buffalo Bills, basically, they blew it. Sean McDermott, the head coach, said, "We beat ourselves." Tonight, with no Aaron Rodgers, Zach Wilson called into duty early in the game. Four turnovers. Josh Allen throwing the ball three times to Jordan Whitehead for interceptions. I guess he thought he was wearing a red, white, and blue jersey. And then he fumbled at a key moment late in the game as well, allowing the New York Jets to take a lead. And so Josh Allen, this is crazy to say and think about, but if you got to take a look at the last two seasons, he has the most turnovers in the NFL the last 2 years. That is 23 total turnovers by Josh Allen. The guy behind him, Kirk Cousins. Josh Allen, 23 turnovers to 20 by Kirk Cousins. Josh Allen spoke after the game. You can bet he was not happy. He was not thrilled. He was asked about the turnovers, and this is what he had to say.
Josh, the four turnovers, was that something to forcing the ball, trying to force the ball in a little bit?
Yeah, trying to force the ball. Yeah, same shit. Same place, different day.
What do you mean by that? Can you elaborate on what you mean by that?
Yeah, I mean, I can't. I hurt our team tonight. I cost our team tonight. Josh, and it feels eerily similar to last year, and I hate that it's the same. What? I do.
Oh, damn. Wow, here I am trying to give him a break. Man, this is a new year. You had a busted-up shoulder. You're playing one of the best defenses. Slow down. Who am I to tell him to relax? I ain't playing, right? So I think the Bills will be fine. I'm not prepared to dump dirt on him, man. His head coach spoke as well, Sean McDermott. He said the same thing. We shot ourselves in the foot. We screwed up. We made too many mistakes. Listen.
We made it, honestly, pretty hard on ourselves. We had to turn the ball over four times. It's hard to win in this league, and you're playing two opponents, the one on the other sideline and yourself, and that's what we did tonight. And that's not the right formula to win games in the NFL. All three phases, right? So you got to play complementary football, and we didn't do that either tonight. So we got to make the adjustments we have to make and get ourselves ready in a short week here.
And they got the Raiders coming up. That's good, right? Beat up on the Raiders. That'd be nice. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. This is Josh Allen's second career game with four-plus turnovers. The other time he did it, also against the New York Jets. 855-212-4CBS. Mike is calling from here in Atlanta. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Brother JR, how you doing, man?
Very well. What's up?
I hope you don't mind me calling you the Deacon of Sports Talk Radio.
The Deacon?
Because
do I got to wear a dusty suit?
No, you don't have to wear the dusty suit, but you do preach the gospel.
Well, thank you.
And the gospel is based upon truth. And, brother, let me tell you, there are two consistent things in the universe. That's truth and change. The truth is, Josh Allen is a turnover machine, and I myself, as a Miami Dolphins fan, I like that in my Lil Wayne voice. I love it. Okay. I've saw this for the last 3-4 years. This just so happened to be displayed in front of the eyes of America tonight. I already saw this. To be honest with you, when the Dolphins lost to them last year in the playoffs, I wanted to bet on that game, but I live in Georgia. They wouldn't allow me to bet on it electronically. I saw that 14-point spread. I said, I'm going to get me some money. He is a turnover machine, always has been, always will be. Just wanted to let you know that.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mike, for calling from Atlanta. Yeah, the one adjustment that I'm always looking for Josh Allen is for him not to go out there and do everything. I mean, we talk about the three interceptions and the fumble tonight on that snap. But even in the cases where he's running, it's like, bruh, like what he's trying to jump over people and jump through them. And that part, I think, is going to get him before the turnovers do. It's one day somebody's going to hit him, and he's just going to get blown into not existing anymore. This is nuts. 855-212-4CBS. Syed, calling from Houston. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how you doing?
Very well.
Hey, I just a couple comments about the game and then a question. I thought a lot of teams, you know, if they saw their starting quarterback who was, you know, hyped up with big expectations go down after 3 or 4 plays, I think a lot of teams might have given up. But I thought it was great that the Jets, you know, and they have elite defense. They stayed with it. They played hard. And I think it's a really fun defense to watch. Just Sauce Gardner, Reed, all those guys. And so that was one. I wanted to ask you two questions, if you don't mind. One is, I think the Jets organization owes it to that defense, you know, to be competitive. Are there any legitimate good quarterbacks out that are free agents or could be available? That's one. And then my other question for you was, if you look at two teams that went 0-1, and I understand it's only 1 week, you can't overreact. You look at the Bills and you look at the Bengals, which team do you think might be in more trouble? And which team do you think could still get it right? And I'm going to hang up and listen. Thank you, JR.
Well, thank you, Syed, for calling from Houston. I'm not concerned with either. And for me to sit here and answer that or elevate one or lower another one between the Bengals and the Bills, I'd be sitting here telling you a lie. And so I think it goes to the first part of what you said. It's early. I'm not concerned. Do you want to be concerned more consistently with Josh Allen because you've seen it? Yeah, sure. Go ahead. But I still think the Buffalo Bills would be fine. And when it comes down to the New York Jets going out and getting another quarterback, I don't think that's going to be the case. Let's remember this. Zach Wilson was the number two pick 2 years ago. He was the number two overall pick. This is a dude who is still getting paid on his rookie contract, of which he has to be making about $30+ million over the deal. They're going to pay him, and he's going to play. Like, he's been in the system. He's taken his licks. I think the New York Jets owe it, especially he's in the building. I know you say they owe it to the defense to go out there and be competitive. Zach Wilson isn't a complete dub. He's not a complete L. He's not a complete loss. They're going to have to figure this out. And if he doesn't, then I would expect them to go get somebody. But Zach Wilson is going to be the dude moving forward. Anything else, I'd be completely shocked about, man. Completely shocked. 855-212-4CBS. Mo is calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Mo.
JR, Shep, thanks for taking my call. I pick up right where you left off. I thought Zach Wilson showed a good amount of growth to me. You can tell he's been soaking in whatever Aaron Rodgers has been putting out over the summer, because he did. He looked like a competent quarterback. I don't know if that's enough, but that's one of my takes, is that he did compete and he did keep them in the game. The second point was, man, the Jets defense is for real. I was scouting the game because I'm a Cowboys fan. We got to play the Jets next week, so I was scouting, and I'm like, boy, these dudes are for real. So they got enough over there on defense to keep them in this, you know, the season. And then the third thing is the erosion of Josh Allen is for real. And I can't take this full credit, but the concept of a defensive coach coaching someone like him, and he doesn't have Daboll anymore, and it just looks like his skill set, his proficiency is eroding. The defensive coach is waiting for Josh Allen to save the day. You just talked about him jumping over people. It's because that's what they, that's how, the, there's no flow to the offense. What is the system? He's trying to feed Diggs because of the situation in the summertime, and he wants to make sure he pacifies him. That's not, a team like the Jets will eat that alive. That's not sound football. And it just looks like it's getting worse. In other words, he's just running around without a system, and it's showing his athleticism, but he's just chucking the ball up in the air because he doesn't feel like he can move the ball with any consistency. And when you have a defensive coach – I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, and this is something that I want to say predates him even getting into the league. What we all heard about Josh Allen, as even outside of him improving as a passer – all of his numbers and stats outside of the turnovers from a quarterback perspective, they improved every year that he's been in the league. But what we did hear before we saw him play is that he's a gunslinger and he's going to turn the ball over too much and he's not always safe. Now, what the Bills have done as a result is they've won. Have they gotten over the hump and gone to that Super Bowl yet? No, they haven't. And so they've been able to win despite him turning the ball over. Another caller made the point about Daboll being gone and now coaching the New York Giants, and that certainly is a factor. I would go further, and I would look at the offensive talent. I mean, year after year after year, especially after bringing on Stephon Diggs, who's really the next best passing or receiving option, man? It's slim.
Can I say one thing with that, JR?
Yes.
That's also to my point and the same thing you're saying. When you got a defensive coach, look at the Bills as far as their salary cap and how much money they're spending on their defense. They're loaded on the defensive side of the ball as far as the money they've spent, and they're not spending it. You know what he's saying? We're going to win with defense, and we'll have our quarterback just bail us out. That'll get you through the regular season, and you're probably right. They'll be okay because he's just that talented. But that is not going to win in the postseason. We know that. It's just too hard when you get up to the top, when you get up there in the top four or five teams left. And it just looks like it's getting worse. He's not getting the coaching. And he already needed to be polished up coming from Wyoming. He needed the polish.
I don't know. And thank you, Mo, for calling from San Diego. I don't know if there is a cape big enough for Josh Allen. There isn't. I don't think he has enough help. I think everything that has been named, whether it's Daboll being gone, I certainly look at the offensive talent on playing with him. There's a lot screwing him up right now. They'll be fine. They're going to be fine. Are they championship fine? I think we saw part of that last year. The answer is no. And it's one game, but the roster, for the most part, I don't see too much of a change. Von Miller ain't coming back to save them either.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I really, really respect you, man. I don't always agree with you, but you are really, really good at your job. Smart, well-spoken guy, and I respect how you listen to people, even if they have different opinions than you. And you seem like one of the rare people in your industry who's willing to hear things and potentially change your mind. So I love that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Week one of the NFL season, it's a wrap. Sunday Night Football takes place at MetLife Stadium. The Cowboys smack the New York Giants 40-0. Tonight, Monday Night Football, the conclusion of week one of the NFL season, and the New York Jets, they walk away with a victory over the Buffalo Bills. What I would say is a surprising one, 22-16. No Aaron Rodgers, only plays four plays, goes down. Leonard Floyd sacks him. His foot is underneath him. His foot bends forward. He falls forward. And then the New York Jets are expecting the worst when it comes down to Aaron Rodgers. And this Achilles injury. And so Zach Wilson is thrown into the fire, and he holds them on. Look, let's not be confused. The New York Jets defense kept them in this game, forcing the turnovers, four of them by Josh Allen. Zach Wilson had an interception himself, had a big touchdown to Garrett Wilson late, but he didn't throw the game away. He was able to keep them alive. Now, if the New York Jets are going to be competitive as the season goes on, he's going to have to throw that rock. He's going to have to throw the rock. 855-212-4CBS. Andrew is calling from British Columbia. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi. My biggest takeaway is Jets defense, fantastic. The offense, questionable. That's okay. But my biggest concern coming up, has been for quite a while, is especially now that the World Cup is coming back in 2026, you have 11 U.S. NFL stadiums that are going to be switching full-time to grass. Why do they care so much about international stars but not their own men that they're paying billions for? Even up here in Canada, one of our CFL stadiums is switching to full-time grass for the World Cup. I think it's time that this becomes a real players association union problem. There's just no excuse for this anymore. Ankles, knees, Achilles, ACLs, MCLs. It's something's got to change. And yeah, maybe this can be Rogers' last stand on this issue.
Well, the answer is simple there. It's money. It's money, Andrew. That's just what it comes down to. It's money. And the NFL will tell you, and this is certainly factual, and thank you for calling from British Columbia. If you take a look at the past several days, the usage at MetLife Stadium, and I don't believe the turf had anything to do with Aaron Rodgers' injury tonight, but what do I know, right? It's not like he was out there juking somebody and, you know, he blew out his knee. And we know the MetLife Stadium turf has gotten a few folks. But I don't think tonight's injury was related to that. But having said that, I just told you, tonight, New York Jets game. Last night, less than 24 hours, the New York Giants played on the same field. Before that, I know that there was a concert. I'm talking about at the end of last week. And then I think there was something sandwiched in between both football games and the concert, which was probably a two-day concert. I think Carol G, they mentioned, was in there. So you think about this. If I have grass out on that field, am I able to go four or five consecutive nights, two football games, a concert, and something else? The answer is no. And so it just always boils down to money. Always, always, always. Mark is calling from California. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hold on, JR. I mean, you kind of, you know, hit it on the head earlier when I was listening about, you know, the Jets not having, I think you said Buffalo not having a number two. I say the same thing about the Jets. I mean, it's Garrett Wilson and that's it. So I think you take a look at the offensive line. I mean, Mekhi Becton, I don't know who to take, him or Andrew Thomas, but I mean, at this point, Dallas next week, man, Zach Wilson could pull it off against Dallas. Could you imagine Dallas goes 0-2 against the Jets and the Giants? I mean, that's just, wow. You can't even write that up. But do you think the Jets have any chance next week?
Everybody has a chance. But the way that the Dallas Cowboys handled the New York the Giants yesterday, it's not going to look good. We know the Dallas Cowboys are going to be favored to win that game, and they are going to try to make Zach Wilson just – they're going to try to make him look confused. That's if Micah Parsons just allows him to stand upright. It's not going to be easy because they're going to have to throw the football around. And God bless Breece Hall. We haven't talked about him a lot tonight, but he got the first carry of the game and busted out a 26-yard run. He had another long run, 83 yards. He finished tonight with 127 yards rushing. And this is the same Breece Hall whose season ended last year due to a torn ACL. And he was on his way to being the NFL's Offensive Rookie of the Year. And so, yeah, the New York Jets are going to play conservative. That's a lot of what they did tonight. I mean, there were certain points where it's just like Aaron Rodgers would have thrown the ball. They would have preferred for him to throw the ball. But Zach Wilson, they held his hand tonight. He wasn't expected to be out there playing. And he got the job the rest of the season, it looks like. 855-212-4CBS. Kyle is calling from Jacksonville. Go ahead, Kyle.
What's going on, JR? You're a legend, man. Thanks for taking my call.
Certainly, man. Thank you. What's up?
Hey, just one thought on the Jets and one thought on the Bills. I mean, for the Jets, the big takeaway for me was just watching Zach Wilson play a game and not looking completely miserable the entire time. I'm a Jaguar fan, and I remember the Thursday night game last year, and the whole narrative was if Zach Wilson doesn't win this game, they were ready to kick his butt right out the front door of MetLife. So, sucks that you don't have Aaron Rodgers, but just having that guy in the building, I mean, look at what it did for Jordan Love. That guy's a dog. So I'd be encouraged, and half the battle, it seems like, as an NFL quarterback is just having that confidence in yourself. So yeah. I think that was a big win for him. And the Bills, you know, on that same side of the coin, you can always count on them to blow something. I mean, if you remember, they were one of Jaguars' only wins in Urban Meyer's season. So, yeah, you can usually bank on them blowing a game or two.
All right, thank you, Kyle, for calling from Jacksonville. There's no doubt about that. You know, something else that I want to take a look at when you talk about Zach Wilson. Yeah, there's certainly a benefit to having Aaron Rodgers in the building, but I think he was served humble pie. And this predates Aaron Rodgers coming in. Let's remember, he was benched last year. And then Zach Wilson at the end of the season pretty much telling everybody on his exit interview, it's like, hey, I don't know who and what the Jets are going to do, but whoever they acquire, whoever they bring in, I'm going to fight that quarterback like hell for the number one spot. And they brought in Aaron Rodgers. And we know there was not going to be a fight for the number one. You became the number two. And so, yeah, I'm sure he's learned a thing or two from being around Aaron Rodgers throughout the offseason. But then I think last season was a big learning experience. He had to grow up. Take some accountability. You're the quarterback of the team. You were selected number two overall. They expect you to stand up there and take the beating when things don't go right and not just pass the buck. It looks like he's learned a thing. It's only been one game, though. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to get some more of your calls on the other side of the break. We'll talk more Aaron Rodgers. This can't be such a disaster for the Jets. Jets are cursed, man. We'll get into a CBS Sports Radio.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
The venue's set. Families coming in from all over. It's her quinceañera. With all the excitement, it may be easy to overlook COVID-19. It's still a risk, and that's why it's muy importante to get this season's COVID-19 shot ahead of time. It helps protect against COVID-19, which can cause severe illness and hospitalization. So let's set the date, vaccinate, and celebrate. Check eligibility and schedule this season's COVID-19 shot on the CDC site, vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.